Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Where is your team in the newest AP poll that was released yesterday? Well, if you're a Buckeye fan or a Hurricane, a Duck, a Rebel, an Aggie, a Sooner, a Crimson Tide, whatever that is, a Red Raider or a Bulldog, your team's happy. You're in the top 10 as the AP poll was just recently released. Diesel and I will react to what happened inside the top 25. Oh, by the way, where's Texas? Oh, by the way, where's Penn State in that top 25, Diesel? They're not there. We have to do a welfare check on those schools because they are not home. So new faces, though, like Memphis, South Florida, Iowa State dropped big. A lot to react to. And welcome into Wire to Wire. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Price. And so good to be with you on this Overreaction Monday. We will overreact 1 hour from now and want to hear your overreactions on the phone lines at 844-326-3663. But Diesel, before we get into that, I will tell our audience, and a lot of them might have already seen it on Twitter, I went to, with no expectations, my first Ohio State football game.
Yeah.
At the Shoe on Saturday.
It's on my bucket list. I got to get to that stadium.
It is a great experience. So everybody, of course, over the last 24 hours have asked, how was it? How was the trip? What was it like? How did it compare? How do you, you know, what is it like up there, up north, right? Well, I said this on Twitter, and a lot of you Tolos might have already seen it, but I will say quickly, it's fantastic. The stadium is ginormous. There were 105,000 people there. And for a college football game, that's a lot of people.
Is that the biggest stadium you've ever been to?
Probably.
104, 105.
Probably.
That puts it on par, off the top of my head, with Tennessee.
Yeah. I've been to Tennessee.
I think Alabama's close.
And NFL stadiums are typically smaller. Obviously, Jerry World feels really big. But it's a big stadium. There were a ton of people there. There were no empty seats. So I will say, I give Ohio State fans a tremendous amount of credit. You're talking about a game against a bad Minnesota team, and there's 105,000 people there.
Yeah.
Sold out. Like, not a seat in the house. You're jam-packed in there like sardines. So I give Ohio State fans a ton of credit. It was just an awesome experience. However, it's not SEC.
Oh, okay. Here it comes.
It's not.
Here it comes. The SEC elitism.
I'm telling you, man.
Did you go as an Ohio State fan, yeah. Did you wear anything that said Ohio State on it?
I had an Ohio neutral. State jersey on, Ohio State hat. I was a Buckeye.
Where did you get that stuff?
I was buying everything you could buy on the streets, right? So I will say this, Diesel. I went with expectations, a very few expectations, to be open. And I want to be very clear. I loved it. I would go back tomorrow. You and I go back. Let's go right now. I mean, it was fun. It was great.
Yeah.
It was a good time. However, and this is probably I'm a victim of where I'm from and where I live. When you're so accustomed to football in the South, it is different. It is different. So Sam Clark Diesel, who does my sideline for Burns, on Friday night, he found out I was going. He told me, he said, Cole, I've been. He said, I'm excited to hear what you think, but he said, it's not what you're used to. And I said, really? I said,
see, Sam just threw a wet blanket on your trip.
No.
Trip
I didn't let it
you even went.
I didn't let it impact me. I promise. I didn't. I said, I don't believe that. I said, I don't know, man. I promise. It's just not the same. Like, I've been to, you know, Tennessee. You mentioned Tennessee. That place is jam-packed. I mean, it's a great and electric environment. I will say, what separates the teams in the South, the SEC football, I think the passion. The passion, the electricity of the stadium.
Did you hear that, Buckeye fans? Cole says you don't care about your team.
I think so. Like, I just, people were there. Like, it was a packed stadium. There's no denying that. I'm used to the Southern hospitality, though, you know, where everybody's inviting, everybody's welcoming. You go to
that?
No, the tailgating experience wasn't the same. Diesel, you know how if you go to Carolina or Clemson, or let's say Georgia, and you walk out and you just see tailgating by the droves,
that's
right?
True.
You don't see that in Ohio State. It is in Columbus, like boom, right there, downtown. And Columbus is the 14th largest city in the country. It's a big city.
Okay.
The tailgating aspect environment wasn't the same. Again, I'm not bashing them. I'm just saying it wasn't quite the same.
Was it a lot of parking garages?
There was some parking garages that were like the tailgating experience. The tailgating is what disappointed me the most.
That's sad.
The tailgating, you just don't see, like, you know, at Clemson or somewhere else in the SEC, like Georgia and Tennessee, Ole Miss, you just see tailgate lots as far as the eye can see. You don't get that.
Makes sense. Well,
I don't know, man. It's just something of, and again, Diesel, it's probably because I'm from here and I'm biased. And
maybe you need to go to, and you need to compare this, right? Yeah. Now that you've been to an Ohio State game, you have to go to a Michigan game.
Sure.
And be able to compare the two side by side. Michigan, the way, I haven't seen how they do all of their tailgating, but they have the golf course that's literally across the street from the football stadium. It's like you get the end zone, this field kind of points towards the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
You got a street, and then bam, golf course. Mm-hmm. And that golf course, the whole course gets sold as tailgating.
That's cool.
And it awesome.
That's cool.
The time that I went.
I love that.
You know.
And again, I will say the stadium, the design, like the old Coliseum look is as cool as any stadium I've ever seen. It's got that old, it looks old, right? The script Ohio where they dot the I, it's cool. And like I said, Diesel, there are hundreds of thousands. I mean, there's 105,000 people there. You just don't have that, for whatever reason, I didn't have that same feel. It's like a packed SEC game or a packed Clemson. Like, I was a fan for Clemson LSU at the beginning of the season. And I don't think the two compare to electricity, the passion, it just doesn't feel the same. And again, I'm not bashing Ohio State. I'm not, but I don't know. Maybe I'm biased.
So what you're saying is the Big Ten should adopt a new slogan. Big Ten, it just means less.
Maybe. Nah, you can't say that because there were so many people there. They make millions and millions of dollars, and Ohio State's really good.
I dare you to go into a swarm of Ohio State fans and say that.
Right. I know. It's just like the people, man. Like you do meet people, but you know how people are in the South, man. They'll let you come to their tailgate. They'll invite you over. It's just not the same.
That's sad.
And all it does to me is I loved it, but I will never move up north. Never. I'll never move
up
north, man.
Nobody does. Nobody retires.
I can't do it. So maybe I'm sure I'll go back, Diesel, but I do want to continue to experience other atmospheres because I don't want it to be like one of the only ones.
So where have you been that, like, bucket list stadiums, you've already checked them off, like, you know.
It's better.
I'm not talking about Vanderbilt or anything like that, but, like, you know, just off the top of your head, five best – stadiums you've been to?
I'm just big on atmosphere. So I'll say, when, let's do this to make it fair. When it's jam-packed like Ohio State was, night game, best atmosphere. I would say when the conditions are right, Tennessee's atmosphere is better. Georgia's atmosphere is better. South Carolina and Clemson's atmosphere is better. And I know that might sound crazy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
But there's four off the top of my head that I would say Clemson, Georgia, Tennessee, and South Carolina. It's just something about that electricity, man. Like last year, LSU, South Carolina, 12 noon kickoff diesel. That place was on, like I had goosebumps. When you remember when Carolina hosted LSU last year? That place was so electric. And I don't know what it is. And again, I want to be very clear. It may be just my bias towards the South. Maybe that's what it is. But it just wasn't quite the same. It wasn't. And I went in with very open expectations. It was fun. But, man, the passion, I think, in the SEC is hard to rival. Texter says it's the SEC women for me wearing shorts, wearing short skirts and just straight up attractive from the moms to the college girls. Well, thanks, Texter. Glad to know why you you go to SEC games.
Hey, it's hardwired into our DNA. We can't help it.
That's right. So, Diesel, let's get into the top 25 AP poll. Where did the poll in your mind go right? Where did they go wrong? We react.
All right, I'll start with the wrong because that feels easier, right?
It does.
Wrong is easier. My first most egregious wrong answer is Memphis only being 23rd, only entering the AP top 25 now after a 6-0 start, moving into the 23rd spot. They put up 45, 55, and 32 points their last three games. That 32 points was that gutsy win against Arkansas. I think Memphis is a really good football team and deserves – I think they should have been in a couple weeks ago. But now that they're there, I think they should be a little higher than they are, maybe like 19 or 20.
Memphis is interesting because Memphis is always like that team that can, you know, you pick in the upset picks challenge. It's good for one or two, right? But
you're still mad because you picked Arkansas to win that game.
I know. They're 6-0. Memphis is 6-0 in the American.
Good team.
I think they are. I would like to see how they stack up like against a Vandy right now, you know? Who just lost to Alabama. How would Memphis stack up against a good SC or a Virginia? Like, what if they played Virginia, would we really believe that Virginia's head and heels better than Memphis? Maybe not. I don't know. I think I don't hate that. I'm with you. I think for me, ultimately, when you look at the top 25 where they went wrong, I think a lot of this Diesel starting to kind of work itself out now. So we're going to have less like reactions to the top 25 each and every week because a lot of these teams are starting to kind of settle in. I just don't know ultimately on the wrong. I don't know when you look at the bottom half that the Vanderbilts, the Virginias, like I know Virginia moved up, but Vandy dropping four spots, number 20. I think Vandy's a little bit better than 20 right now.
I think that too. That was my second one.
Okay, good.
I think they were a little too penal against Vandy.
Yeah.
Dropping them four spots. They're still 5-1. Diego Pavia is an amazing story. Lost to Alabama. I don't get them falling that far. I mean, it all kind of depends on what are they really ranking here in the AP Top 25. Are they ranking resumes? Are they ranking, well, here's who we think would win in a head-to-head, which is sort of reputational meets a little bit of power ranking? What are they actually ranking in this Top 25?
Sure.
And some of these voters, you say, I don't know what they're ranking.
Yeah, and by the way, I will say, I know you weren't here last week, but you saw a lot of the text. I'm sure Vanderbilt over Alabama was like probably the most
I understand why. It was not a blowout. It's a fine game to pick.
Them that game and Clemson, North Carolina, I think those were the top two in the upset picks challenge. By the way,
The standings are out. It's posted on Facebook. Give me just a minute, and I'll have it posted up on
Let's go.
It's posted on Twitter, and I will post it on Facebook here momentarily.
Let's go. See how you did this week.
Facebook makes it such a pain in the ass to schedule posts. Why are they doing this? Facebook, come on.
And I wish Facebook, I don't know if they do or not. I wish Facebook had a way to pin to the top like Twitter does.
Yeah.
I'll pin that to the top too. But the AP Top 25, if you haven't seen it yet, it goes as is in the top 10. As Diesel said a minute ago, Ohio State, the number one team in the country. Miami, number two. Oregon, number three. Ole Miss, number four. Texas A&M, the Aggies, at number five. Oklahoma, six. Indiana, seven. Alabama moves up two spots, number eight. Texas Tech, nine. Georgia rounding out the top 10. After that, you have LSU, Tennessee, Georgia Tech, Missouri, Michigan at 15. Notre Dame, Illinois, BYU, Virginia, and Vandy at 20. One more gripe, one more complaint. Diesel, I don't think Notre Dame's the 16th best team in the country.
Not at all.
3-2.
Not at all. Overrated.
And they moved up five spots this past. Like, what does Notre Dame have about them that screams? And I don't think they should have been in the top 25 a couple of weeks ago when they lost that second game of the year. So, for whatever reason, these guys, I know you start to, like, settle in. You have a lot more data points on these teams. There's not as much movement. But, man, I just don't see what the hype is with Notre Dame. I don't think they're a really good football team right now. And Florida State rounding out the top 25 at number 25. DB Diesel says, we lost seven and only gained two new to the board. First time in a while we've lost overall with points. Eight new players this week, though.
Love it.
We
keep
love
it coming.
That.
Keep it coming, Texters.
Eight new players. And I think we finished in the 140s, maybe 130s, something like that last week. So this is a good week. We weren't blowing the doors off. But
keep jumping in, Tolos, even if you haven't picked yet this season. Keep jumping in because you could go on a heater.
You could get
yourself up there close to that top 25. I mean, come on. Right now, Cole, myself, and Rob Brown are all tied with 6.5 points.
Sucks.
All you need to do is call one decent game right, and you're already sitting higher than the three of us. We do this for a living.
Freaking Kansas State, man. Kansas State, they are so disappointing. They were so close this weekend. My upset pick was so close to hitting. I was so disappointed. And then Mondays were the worst. Mondays are like when you don't want to ever play the upset pick challenge again. You just don't. You hate it.
Are you hurt?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
It sucks. Who wants to play this stupid? And then tomorrow I'll be positive. And then Wednesday, I was like, oh, yeah,
Cole,
this is going to hit.
Has a girl ever broken up with you before?
Yeah, multiple times.
Well, did you just decide to stop talking to women altogether because you were a little hurt for a while?
No, I bounced back. But I don't like losing, Diesel. I don't like to lose. Who likes to lose, right? I don't like it. I've hit one time. I've hit one time this year in the upset picks. That's pathetic.
That's all it takes?
That's pathetic.
That's all it takes?
It makes me so mad. It is challenging, by the way.
Half of us are here because our dads hit one time.
Yeah, well, it's true. True. I want to get a little consistency with this upset picks chat. I just can't find the consistency for whatever reason.
You're like the Carolina Panthers.
We can't be like Dave Mosley.
Well, we'll talk about that another time. When we come back, let's talk Clemson football again. Get the answers from the guy who knows, Grayson Mann of TigerNet. Going to join the show next.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.